Marcel Duchamp worked on The Large Glass for 8 years. The 9-foot-tall glass painting showed exactly once in 1926, and then, on its way to a collector's house, the painting cracked. If Duchamp was upset about this, you wouldn't know it from the interviews he gave.
The more I look at it, the more I like the cracks, because they're not like shattered glass. There's a symmetry in the cracking, almost an intention there.
The full name of The Large Glass is The Bride Stripped Bare by Her Bachelors Even. It's divided into two parts. In the lower half, 9 abstract male bachelors struggle to break through into the upper half, where the female bride is perpetually waiting.
In 1936, I came again to America and repaired it by putting the pieces between the 2 large panes of plate glass to hold them together, as it is now.
It was only then that Duchamp pronounced The Large Glass finished. And that, says artist and musician Christian Marclay, parallels the story of another Philadelphia icon, the Liberty Bell.
The crack gives it its uniqueness, its character, its personality. Without the crack, it would look just like any generic bell.
Marclay thinks the two objects have more in common than just the cracks. His new installation, The Bell and the Glass, fills a room at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, just a few yards from Duchamp's original. In cases along the walls, Marclay displays miniature Liberty Bell knickknacks and memorabilia gathered from eBay and a few local collections. He's placed those tchotchkes side by side with miniatures by Marcel Duchamp.
In the 40s, he decided to make a little suitcase and fill it with all the artworks he had done in miniature. So he did a miniature large glass, and so he printed the image on a piece of mylar and then scratched in some of the cracks.
Christian Marclay doesn't read or write music, but there's also a musical aspect to his installation. He's assembled a musical score from pre-existing sources, much like a dance club DJ. Those sources include recorded interviews with Marcel Duchamp. Marclay had the interviews transcribed into pitches and rhythms. Musicians from the ensemble Relâche played along with those interviews at a concert last month.
In 1926, there was a show at the Museum in an international exhibition.
The musicians also improvise along with a 20-minute Marclay video that's part of the installation. The video is projected on 2 large screens, patterned after the 2 panels of The Large Glass. Marclay says his video also replicates The Large Glass's fascination with sex.
It's a theme that has been used in art history forever. I mean, it's a very universal theme, sexual desire, this attraction between the sexes. And the way I look at it is through this kind of pop culture language.
In the upper screen, the video's female domain, stock footage of the Liberty Bell alternates with clips of Hollywood starlets in various states of undress. Marclay is asking the viewer to reconsider the Liberty Bell in terms of its sex appeal.
Why not? I mean, people love to come and touch it, you know, like, you know, it's an admired object. I'm hoping that people will kind of have a second look at this bell and not just think of it in terms of its patriotic symbolism. I think it has other information, other values.
Visitors can touch the Liberty Bell 7 days a week at Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, though the practice is not officially encouraged. For Studio 360, I'm Joel Rose.
If you'd like to find out more about Christian Marclay's work, or about Duchamp's Large Glass, or about the Liberty Bell, you can go to our website, studio360.org.